entering the DGDC.
You ready for a deep dive?
And Jordan did most of the crap.
Can't believe I said that.
I've been doing this in 2008. What the fuck do I know?
Drawing hands is my kryptonite.
Start loading up elbow logos.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the DGDC, a united team of design professionals, creatively bound to bring unique inspiration and uncommon perspectives. You can email us listener questions or topic ideas to hello@dgdcpod.com or check out our website, dgdcpod.com. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram or Twitter at dgdcpod. Plus now you can join in on the conversation. We have a Facebook group. Just pop onto our website and hit the community tab at the top. Now, on with the show. Welcome back, everybody. Guys, it's been a while. It's been a minute.
I feel like we say that every episode, but yeah.
I was just going to say, when do we not have a gap? Yeah.
I know. And I think it's more like the end of summer, the kind of like, you know, that was a mm-hmm. tough time. I know to our listeners, we were trying every time we have it on the calendar. And it was never just one of us. It was like all three of us going like, whoa. Not a good day. And it was just getting back in the swing of things, man.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Don't you feel like it once you get through September, you're sail a little bit better? Like
yes,
fall starts to hit a little bit more
yeah.
and feel more ingrained. And then you're like, okay, you start to settle in to a regime a little bit more it seems.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a transition month.
Well, I know what month is not, right? Is that why we're laughing?
Right. Every month, pretty much. But it's, you're right. It's that kind of change between summer and like all of a sudden, like even a month ago, it was Halloween everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have Thanksgiving pretty soon. It's like, here we are. And it's just so fast.
Don't go to Costco. I can't stand it right now. It's awful.
Because of what, like they're celebrating every.
Oh, all the fucking lights are up and everything.
I know.
It's.
But you can't beat those deals. I love that place.
Can't handle it.
But I'm strategic. I go super early. You try to find that one morning you can go. Oh,
yeah.
It pays off.
Yeah. For you.
Yeah.
But yeah, been a while. Dude, I recently just listened to The Next Level with Jason Snell. And it's
yeah,
so
wasn't that good?
Dude, it's, well, one, like, so we went to... Into the woods. Dude,
yeah.
And I got like buddy with Jason. The guy is a gem, dude. He's the gem of the industry.
He's
so nice. And he's just like doing the sickest stuff out in Cincinnati. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He's killing it. And he's like bringing that hometown vibe there. And he's just, the stuff he's putting together, man, super cool. But that episode in particular has been, I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
Noting that down.
They did such a great job. And
cool.
The coolest part too was, when I saw Jason at Into the Woods, he comes right up to it, both Jordan and I. He's like, I'm going to be on your podcast. And we were like, what are you talking about? And they had just recorded with Tom. So that was really cool. But he is such a great dude. And I think as well, too, like, I'm so glad you made it. And Mikkel, next year, I mean,
dude,
you are
coming
to Into the Woods because, my God, it was such a blast. I had such... God, I was really ignited in creativity and getting back to work, but I was also like really sad when I got back. It was such a good 3 days.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the most beautiful part of the country, just like that area was so gorgeous. And they picked this beautiful lodge to have it at for like 3 days. And yeah, I think socially and networking wise, it was probably one of the best ones I've been to in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good recap there on that as well. And yes, glad you brought that up. If you haven't listened to the previous episode with Tom and Jason, that was a really great one. So take a listen to that. We are going to talk about something really cool today. This is kind of the graphic designer's arsenal, the tools of the trade that we are all using. And this could be anything. And the topics we're talking about are kind of gadgets and hardware, software and applications, accessories and certain things you might have around your desk. And then last but not least, those online resources. And I think these are those ones that we have our tried and true. But I think more recently that we're home a lot, we work a lot from home. Do you always find too, like tools come into your ecosphere so frequently now, as opposed to even 5, 10 years ago, it just seemed like you had your your one and dones and right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Frequency's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard to escape some of them too. We'll probably get into, especially when it comes to like project managing and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But like, yeah. dude, there's like apps now. Like there's a tool for every single thing. I still try to like stick to a little bit of what I know, which is pretty antiquated, I think, with some of the stuff, you know, like yeah. I'm still a post-it boy notepad with a pen. I'm holding a pen right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm always going to be tangible, but there's definitely tools for everything, which is good and bad.
I agree. And I think too, like that one area is going to stay analog for me forever. I can't find that way to move into it, but with clients and with other stuff, I am finding those apps to be, particularly like the organization apps and everything, being a lot more helpful. Let's start with gadgets, hardware. And this area is where we want to like talk about our favorite tools, such as maybe it's a tablet or a monitor or something unique that you cannot work without. I must say, like, my biggest thing was I finally upgraded the hardware. I got the Mac Mini Ultra, blah, 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 whatever, Q75, whatever the chip's called now.
Good for you.
And it was my first big ramp up with the whole, and it opened up everything. And now I can use a lot more of the things we'll probably talk about just having a more up-to-date computer, right?
Huge, dude. Yeah.
No, all that stuff.
The computer, I recently also upgraded. Well, kind of. Like, I've been traveling a lot more. So, like, and primarily I was always working on, like, this, like, big iMac Pro.
Yeah.
But I've been getting way more modular traveling. So I picked up like the new MacBook Pro earlier this year. And I just picked up the Pro Display XDR, which is
nice.
Been, like, blowing my fucking mind.
I know. And your wallet.
Dude, yeah. I know. But
that's,
it's like,
not easy.
It's not. No, it was a tough pill to swallow.
But it's not annual. Like, if
totally.
That matters. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was never like, I've always been the kind of person to, I have my machine desktop, because it took a long time, in my opinion, for like laptops to kind of like get where I like them to, because I was doing like a lot of comp heavy key art where like some of those files were like, you know, fucking half a terabyte, or like I do a lot of video work and like those files I just couldn't do on laptops for a long time. But they're finally like, I use my laptop now because it's way faster than my iMac Pro at home, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been nice. It's actually like, dude, I'm way more into this idea of like, I never had this sort of display laptop, could take the laptop everywhere. It's always like two.
And isn't it nice to have one computer to worry about rather than sometimes, like I have a very, like a maybe 3 or 4 year old Mac laptop that I bring to class or I use to travel. Mm-hmm. It is by no means as powerful as what I got here at home, but it's also, even with things like Dropbox and cloud-based stuff, it's too computers to manage. And I think sometimes where you're at right now with, but let's say you're working strictly off of that laptop, it's so nice to have that one. Dude. And it's all there and you don't worry. Like the fonts.
I used to work that way, but what I admit that I don't miss is having that workstation set up and then having to reconfigure the desk to be mobile with that one primary machine.
Yeah.
I have my MacBook that I'm in the kitchen with, that I'm upstairs with, that I'm in the laundry room with when a thought comes to mind and I'm just right there. It's just right there. And then this is the primary large screen monitor display and where I can really zoom in and do conceptual work. I prefer to have the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I understand lumping that, the simplicity, you know, how you have the one home base type of feel to the single primary device.
Yeah.
And it syncs beautifully. I'd say 80% of the things you do on one, when you go to the other one, it's there. Right? Notes, right? Your calendar. I love when you've read an email. Now, guess what? It's read there. Like all those things.
Yeah.
Are such a luxury now, and I feel like it allows you to choose which route you want to go. I agree. I like having the mobility when I need it, but I'm not firing up Dimension on that thing because it's the fans are going to start going off. You know?
Yeah. Oh, doesn't that make you nervous when you start to hear that?
Exactly.
You guys don't place orders for machines straight off the shelf, right? You have to customize it, right? You have
this one. I customize this one.
Pull out what might not be a sufficient motherboard or graphics card and embed one that's like hefty and
Apple's so sneaky with that bullshit where it's like, one, it's not modular. You can't really upgrade it. So it's like, I have to pay for everything up front. Because like, ideally, my machine will last me like, you know, 4 or 5 years, which I think is a long time in this sort of day and age.
True.
So yeah, typically like it's the bigger pill to swallow at first because I know you won't be able to do it down the road, or at least I won't. I know people are like into the Hackintosh game, but that's not me.
Yeah, I can't do that. And plus,
dude,
you have to get it, like you said, at the beginning and order it with it, because like, they're not modular and you can't open them up much any longer. But I found to do it the Mac Mini way, and when I saw the stats on it, and I realized upgrade the monitors. Well, I was going from a fully blown iMac, you know, with great stats in it. But what's great about this was I was able to pick my monitor. It feels a lot better. It's a 4K. I would have busted my budget if we did it any other way. But it's so clean and modular. And I got the cool little, you know the brand name, but the little wooden stand that the monitor goes on. Is it South?
Those are beautiful. Something?
Well, there's a bunch. Like I got a Grove desk, which is good.
Grove is great.
Yeah.
I think it's been on our holiday list many years, and I finally got it.
They're nice, dude. I mean, they're real clean.
They're beautiful.
And then
doesn't it matter when you have something in front of you that's all accommodating and looks cosmetically sexy all the same? It makes it feel.
I know.
Yeah. Like, it's a little stuck up to admit that, but it's true.
Let's admit
I know, but like, we work in a visual fucking world. So, like, I agree. Like, I stare at my monitor all day at my desk. Like, I want it to at least look kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
It's completely understandable.
It's more welcoming. Like, when you're approaching the desk and you're like, I got a good setup. I'm a little more happy working, I think, you know? And I love that. And then it's why you see so many people like sharing, like you see this like desktop envy, and you see people posting pictures of like the perfect office setting. Mine will never look like that, but I do know this little section right here is working good now. And it feels great that the hardware, I think, is finally good, you know? And like, just little things like I like the idea of like having good speakers, having a cool little, I got like this cool little thing that holds my phone. It's just cool little, like, and it feels like it's this like other little monitor, like, you know,
that's
so
great.
Like, and then the freedom of just like Amazon, Best Buy, a lot of these things. It's so neat to be able to like kind of just customize that area to your liking, you know?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah, because ultimately it's just like anything I have on my desk, I want it to like at least help my workflow a little bit, right? Which is why like additional monitors I love, which is like, the little phone stands. I always have like a nice little fan on me, dude. You know, just like keeping my fucking temperature down.
It's your
down.
Little comfort space. I get
it. Yeah, man. Right? It's like I'm here totally get all it. The time. I'm here all the time. And I just want to like, if my space is conducive to keeping me going, like that's a win, you know?
Have any of you invested in or bought the little, it's kind of like the felt desktop pad?
Dude, I've been looking at those. Those are
kind of cool. And you can, it's like one big giant mouse pad, really. But it kind of keep, like, mine's a bit all over the place. And I have one smaller mat.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the world's biggest mouse pad. But I figured that those felt ones look so good on the wood. Like, I got to get one of those. One of these days. We'll see.
Yeah. But, that I can see the Instagram ads targeting me already.
Oh, gosh. Click on one of them and it's everywhere, right?
I know. It is game over.
I know. Anything else do you guys have printers? I'm just curious. Like,
such a good question, dude.
I'm all over the place with those. I have like four and they're all old or
I got obsolete. So tired of the outdated stuff owning and having it just sit. I got so tired of it.
And then the ink dries and it's no longer like
the cartridge. Debacle.
I'm going to tell you something. Everything in this world has advanced except for freaking printers.
Yeah, no shit.
What the hell, man?
You can't, like, I can connect anything in this house in a half a second. I bought a like small, like $100 black and white laser printer just for like, I figured that made sense, right? Rather than going and printing stuff out when I needed to. Every time I go to do it, it needs a whole new setup. It's like, can't find wireless. I'm like, why?
Yeah, man. I had a printer and it just got so outdated. I haven't bought one. I haven't had a printer in like 2 years. It feels weird, but like it's been
I despise it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't mind going out and like if I got to fucking run to Kinko's or something, like I will if I have to like print. But so many things now, it's like I have done. Like a lot of my clients are retainers. I already have the templates. I don't really need to test it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, beer packaging, it's like it's all the same.
Paperless world, right? It kind of works now.
It kind of does. Like there are certain things I need to go do, and I eventually would like another one. But right now, I haven't had one in years because you think the
printer manufacturers have got to be feeling it, and they'd be making 10 times more friendly kind of machines to have because so many people work from home. But maybe the thing is the demand is no longer there to print really anything. And I think that's I sign things on my iPad. Like it's like
The printer's good, dude. I use an Ember mug, and that's been like. One of the best things I've ever purchased in my life.
I love the Ember mug. It's
best.
A game changer.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, it is a mug that has a little plate, right? And it keeps your coffee at a certain temperature that you set on your dial iPhone.
In and you get so That's fucking snooty, brilliant.
Whoever thought of that?
Yeah.
I know.
But you become real snooty. Like, I'm like, I'm a 138 boy, I love, but if it's a little too hot outside, maybe I'll dip to 134.
Yes,
like, you just become such an asshole. But it's too much power, dude. You get a god complex of like.
They must be doing really good because like they just moved into this huge building in our neighborhood.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, is that Ember the coffee mug? I was like, they're that big. I was like, wow,
it's killing it, and it seems so easy.
A great gift.
Yes.
They are, I think, a little overpriced. It's like $100 for a mug, which seems crazy to like transfer coffee from your table to your mouth.
Right. But it's a perfect, if that's in the price range, it is.
It changed my game.
And you're a hot beverage drinker. I know a lot of friends that have it for tea just as much as coffee. Mm-hmm. But I'm literally, I was the microwave every, 2 or 3 minutes.
That just
with
gets
my,
annoying.
Right?
Dude. Yeah. My partner was listening. Was in a meeting today and talked about someone on the meeting was talking about it, how his dad was using the Ember and didn't know and he put it in the microwave and it like fucking blew up because it's full of metal and like batteries.
It's got like circuitry in it.
That's the last mug you want to put in the microwave.
Oh, how that has not happened more often is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Like that would be, that had to be the number one thing they were thinking of when they designed that thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm even scared to like wash it. I'm so delicate when I wash it.
Wow.
Because you can't put
it
in the dishwasher or anything.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No.
I would say the only other thing
next year you will.
The only other thing I have that's like hardware is I got it as a gift, but I got a little Echo, like the little one with the display. So it's like this little guy here. I think you can see him here. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah.
You know,
it looks kind of like
nice
a little monitor, baby monitor.
Yeah, and it's got the time on it. You could set a timer. You can review your calendar. You could give it the prompt for doing anything. And I think just having that at the desk was kind of a nice little convenience.
Sure.
And I think they're only like $49. And so in a way, it was kind of cool. Every once in a while, you could just be like, throwing something on YouTube. And it's right under the screen. So it's kind of, I feel like I'm cheating. But it's good.
I think the small screens are nice, dude. Like I use my phone for that too. And like I for a long time I had like I had my vertical one to the right, but then like my iPad, my old iPad was like a nice secondary small screen. Like but sometimes it's nice just having like little this screen is only dedicated to this, it's not gonna be changing up on anything else.
Yeah. All right, let's get into number two. This is where we're gonna talk a little bit about software and applications. We all know the big ones. No need to talk about what we use, those powerhouse ones. But what are those little hidden gems and those lesser known ones that like maybe you've tried or discovered, even like I think even extensions and like control panel things are kind of cool to talk about too. But like one of the best ones I found was this thing called Hidden Me, and it's a free app on the Apple App Store. So it's an Apple app, I guess, for the Mac. And it goes in your control bar. And whenever you're sharing your screen, I have to do it for school all the time. It literally wipes and takes all the icons off of your desktop. And they're just hidden.
That's actually pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And you go scroll back on there and you say show icons or you say hide icons. And because let's face it, how many of us, I mean, my desktop sometimes is like, 80 screenshots and you know, zip folders from a few months ago, maybe.
Yeah. No, I have stuff that's ages. Yeah, right? Totally.
But just to have this clean, and it's, I use it when we stream. I use it like if I'm sharing my screen and doing a demo for class sometimes or whatever. But I think it came out of the necessity of everybody sharing the screen on Zoom over the last few years. That what a perfect thing. It's totally free, and it's called Hidden Me. You download it right off the Apple Mac store, and it will show up in your control panel. Super, like little things like that, I think, are one of those things that are super, super friendly to have. I know.
Did that really come about for you during the pandemic?
Yeah, because it was like, first of all, too, it was like, even if you're sharing a screen to a client, and I don't want them to see like maybe another folder or something that's on my desktop or something like that. So it's just this way of like, it's almost like the same way everybody did blurred backgrounds or virtual backgrounds. Uh-huh. It was to hide maybe the fact that your room wasn't camera ready. Uh-huh. Sometimes your desktop's not camera ready, you know?
Yeah.
So cool little vibe there. What else has been, anything else that's been like kind of a fun little discovery over the last few years?
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Sketch with Evernote?
No.
Sounds familiar.
What's become heavy with workflow for, I would say this has been particular over the past few years, is taking snippets of work that's, of course, digital, and being able to render feedback or point to specific elements on any given page, blog, social post, or something that needs to be tended.
Yeah.
Mm. And part of the directions supplied to a developer or a copywriter or a supporting designer is to indicate regions of any given long scroll or standard landing page. It's really been useful for me. You can, without bogging down your system with attachments or screenshots, it can just apply a URL to each and every visual indication that you've prepared so that you're not so that you're not generating image after image to
get content
to communicate the snippet.
Yeah.
Mm.
It sounds like, I know like Dropbox has Paper, which just sounds very similar to that, where you're sharing a particular area. And if you need feedback or something on that, it's not like you have to screen cap that, take that out of the world you're already in and ask for someone to comment or exchange.
Oh,
and, right. And markups and things like that could be so much more easier, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. I got to get back in. I know Evernote is really like, I still get that prompt all the time because I think I'm still logged into it, but like I haven't used it in quite a while, but I love little things like that. I think if it could take five or six steps and condense it down to something very simple, not just for you, but the person you're sharing it with.
To just have the visual associated with it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Nice. I feel like from the other than like the big hitters, right? Like there's one little app that I got like, I don't know, 4 years ago and I use it still like every day.
Yeah.
It's called Drop Zone.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like this tiny little app that lives in like the top toolbar.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For me, it's like I'm constantly moving files like on my server with client folders. Like I have my own server and client server. So I'm like, I'm constantly copy pasting, moving files everywhere. And like, gets a little heady of like, if they're all in different places, trying to move into one folder. But this app, it does a lot of things. Like it does a lot of things, but I use it for essentially, it knows if I like, select a file and I can put it into this like box, anything I want. And then they'll all go to the certain folder I want it to. Right. So I don't have to like constantly have windows open and making sure I'm like clicking the right file and drawing it to the right window. It's just like a central place that lives and it comes over when I want it to.
Perfect.
Dude, Drop Zone. And you just put everything there, right? Just like throw everything in your suitcase and then you can put your suitcase like wherever you want it.
Wow.
It's a folder. So now you can airdrop them, you can email them. It's fucking amazing.
Okay.
So I don't have to have so many different windows going. It's just like a quick way to like, I need this file, I'm gonna put it there for a second, go there, I'm gonna get this file, put it there. I can build a folder in like a second without having to do it.
That's
in
Finder. Awesome. So the interface is just friendlier than utilize depending on Finder. And
And
it's blown up, right? So it's not these really skinny rows that you're having to.
Got it.
It's super simple. Like, and you can even customize the way it looks, but essentially, like if I pick a folder, I can just move it near the top right and this opens up, like animates out, and I can just put it there. And there's also actions there too, just like Finder, but like it's way easier to navigate because it's always just in the same spot.
Does it,
you
know,
and you only
like
use it for one thing. Once you transfer, it's done. Then it's
system upgrade after upgrade will be, you'll reflect back on, gosh, so much better. Remember when we used to use Drop Zone because the interface was so standardized and shitty and cumbersome?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Are we going to say that? I'm just interested.
I know. Someone's going to...
Dude,
that's like the process of how these things work, right? A groundbreaking thing comes out and then it slowly gets integrated into something we're already into, using.
Like the more people study what people are grasping to, you're not the only one, Jordan. So
not at all.
And it can't be just for the creative community, right? I would gather probably
anybody
not.
With large files.
Yeah, I just like, I know that, you know, I took a step back and think like, I'm in my folder organizational like component
a lot of the day.
At least 30% of the day. Like, honestly, especially if I'm juggling multiple projects and, like, saving things out on the right servers, like, I'm always moving stuff.
Good for you for figuring that out. 30%? Do you think that's true? I want to know maybe that's like the case for me. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm opening in my finders all the time. Like, all the time I'm going in there and, like, my Dropbox servers, my personal servers. And, again, every client has their own, like, either a server on mine or their own that I'm using and, like, you know, Google Drive, like I have like 9 different Google Drives from all clients that they like and stuff. So I'm always just like, and I don't want to
do you guys ever stand behind somebody else and observe their workflow and you're just standing there going, really? I mean, did it take you that long to figure out where the hell that file was and open it? Really? I'm like, our bar is so ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. This is what we do day in and day out. So of course it would be different. But if I watch my mom open a file again, I might shoot myself.
Yeah, well, it's like,
oh, there's a link? What's a link?
Dude, yeah, because like we're at that space where like if I can shave off 0.3 seconds of every like
it all matters
organization.
At
the end of the day, I'm saving like 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah, that's super smart because you calculate within the month, the time frame of a month, and that adds up like nuts. I wrote that one down, Drop Zone.
Same here.
Yeah, Drop Zone. And then there's another one that I use. I used to use it a lot more, and I still do for certain things, but it's called Shotter, Shotter. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it is just a really, really powerful screenshot app. But like, it does much more. Just like Apple's starting to get a little better, and like I love
Apple's
screenshot.
If you screenshot an app, like a website,
anything
on your phone, it does the whole. You can
scroll. Oh, really?
So yeah, exactly. You can still scroll the whole thing.
Powerful.
It's super powerful that way, and it's also like really, really small. It's like I don't know, 165 kilobyte
size.
Like, text recognition, obviously, but the size thing is what I use it for. So, like, especially if you're doing UX, UI,
you can
screenshot anything, and it'll go through and tell you the pixel distance from anything you want. So, like,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's from like in between, Shotter?
Like it's called Shotter,
Shotter.
That's cool.
Great little app. It's fantastic. I
those
use
are those
it a
little
lot
hidden
for the
gems,
screen
man.
Ruler.
Yeah,
dude.
That's a great example of
man,
a hidden
we should
gem.
We should have worked on some kind of a. affiliation with these people.
I know.
Maybe after this makes a, makes goes viral, then we can they'll come calling
that would
to
be
us.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
would be sweet.
Yeah.
I think too, like even just little things like I know we've been a big advocate of a lot of the project management ones, the things like Slack and other things as well. And I think too, like they even have their adaptations and like the apps you can add to it for better sync throughout other things that you're using. I think that's really cool. Like a Dropbox sync to, you know, to these things like Slack and other things like that. And it's really nice to have that vibe. I like the recent revise that Slack has done as well too. I think it feels, particularly on the phone, it feels a little bit better.
Way better on the phone. Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Know, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess we don't need to go into the UX of that, but like there are certain things I'm like, oh, I don't love that all the workspaces are.
Uh-huh.
I have to click on them every time. I'm going through different
ones
all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you there.
But yeah, I mean, I think like I think like if we're going to hit a couple maybe big ones and we talk about Procreate, but like that's one I can't live without.
Yeah.
I will always advocate of like, dude, it's $10, no subscription.
Dude.
Like, that is unheard of now. And it's
and
so
powerful.
And now they
got the animation coming.
Dude, it's just like they're doing it right. Always massive advocate for them. And I use it every day of my life.
Even if you don't think you would need it, what's the risk, right?
Yeah.
It's such a cheap thing. And I think I bought it at least 7-6 years ago. And to still know I get my update anytime.
Dude, same. I bought it like when it first came out. And it's crazy how much shit you can do. And anything that's non-subscription based is like such a win. Because everything is now. Things are so unnecessarily. Like I use a password, like organizational. It's called 1Password.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know, like keys doesn't work as well for me.
Yeah.
But it's like $2 a year, but it's worth it.
Oh, that's a great one to mention too. Just any kind of password management thing, I think is a
1Password. I went through a few, like I did research, and it's actually it's fantastic.
I've heard people been through pain trying to figure out the one that they prefer over the course of several years.
Mm-hmm. And
maybe they're all kind of competitive and really
they're
good
all
now.
So similar. The problem with Apple is like if you only have Apple stuff, I guess that's okay, which I kind of do, but some things aren't. So like it's nice that 1Password can go to anything. It doesn't matter. And so like that makes it, I think, a little bit of a leveled out. But Procreate. And also I do a lot of illustration and then bring that into Illustrator. And typically you have to like image trace that, like my own drawings, to get it vectorized, unless I want to rebuild it, but it depends. But in tandem, like Astute Graphics, which we talked about a lot, but they have one in particular. I think it's called, I can't remember. I think it's called Vector Scribe, but essentially it just like cleans up your points in a very smart way because Illustrator, for some reason, still can't do that. So that is also a really, Astute Graphics in general, if you're doing any sort of Illustrator stuff, I think they're like a must. They'll save you so much fucking time.
Oh, gosh. It's the best. Yeah, and it's like those little hacks that make Illustrator work better. And even though I think, plugging Illustrator and Adobe for me always feels like I'm cheating a little bit because I get to work with them and show off a lot of this stuff. But there have been radically good time saver things added to both Illustrator, Photoshop, you know, I think that's something to mention as well. But I love where Astute Graphics is taking it to this. Like, I bought a few of those. And then even, like, the retro supply things, I bought a lot of those that are those actions that get placed in there. So if need those quick, you need to add some grungy texture to something or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I love
it. Again, anything that's going to save me that time. Wow.
You know what I don't like is how they've all added up. Like, I've, like, installed so many, and then I forget. I don't use those that may have been specific to any given project. I just probably am unaware that they even live in the system now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And if it feels like, I don't know, like Adobe, it's constantly like the 3D thing that they're leaning into is just so strange to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a bandwidth suck, and, like, I've never used it. It's cool, but the problem is, like, everything looks like it came from that now. It's like not, you know what I mean? Like, it all looks like, you use the 3D tool because they all kind of look the same. I don't know why.
It has
just the rendering, I guess.
It's kind of the same way AI has a vibe that it feels like it came from the same factory.
And Illustrator's like wrong place, you know? I know it didn't work in Photoshop. I think Illustrator's the worst place. Just like lean into something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they have sick shit. Like, I saw in the beta, they're testing out Quick Mockup.
It's totally available. Yeah.
Is it available? I have to get into that.
Yeah. So you can have a vector on your artboard. You can place a raster image of a box and you can select the tool and say, make a mockup, and it will bring that artwork over. And it's literally like you're in Dimension and it's wrapping around. It knows how to read that as a 3D object.
But the fact that, like, one, if that's it's not going to bog down my RAM, but also, like, I don't have to leave Illustrator. Because I'm seeing same, Nick, or, you know, if you do packaging design, like, I do a lot of labels. So it's like, okay, I take this, I copy it, I paste it into my whatever mock-up in Photoshop, save it. That takes a minute. And then it's like, okay, now I can see the preview of, like, roughly where I'm at.
Yeah.
But if I can do that all in Illustrator in, like, a second, that's going to save
That's big.
That's the key. Not having to exit the app to something else. And I think
I hate waiting for Photoshop to load.
Right?
Yeah.
Think of all the years we saw at Max. They were showing us these teases, and we always knew like those won't be apps. They will find their way into existing apps. And so starting to see them show up in both Illustrator and Photoshop is interesting. And they're very testy. You got to like go into them and see. The one thing I really do like is the generative edit color. So let's say you've got a massive illustration with a lot of color, and the client goes, can we see it in pastel? And then can we see it in retro neon, right? And you literally can select that entire thing, go to generative AI edit color, and basically type in what the request is. I want this more neon. And it will give you five options like right there in like 30 seconds.
Dude.
And it changes universally. You've always been able to recolor or edit. And a lot of people don't know.
It takes so long, though. You know, you can still go one by one.
Edit color as a group. That's been there for quite a while. But to actually be able to prompt it with text is pretty. So we're working on this like entire like Indian food line, and the client loved it, but they were like, can we see it a little more authentic? That means one version like more rusty, one version more vibrant, and one version a little more pastel. And to put those prompts in and see that it gave me that, and I'm literally just like going, this is the best little shortcut to get that's where I love AI falling into like our world. Yeah,
variations of each, right? Because like, how do you do that before? It's like you probably go into like Adobe Color, right? Formerly Cooler, and just like type in the same prompts.
Select all this color,
and then find the ones. Yeah. Versus like, what does vibrant mean? And then you get like nine options. Like, this is, okay, cool, dude. You just saved me so much time.
You're searching for the definition just to make sure it's right.
Yeah, like I feel like there is some cool stuff. I've been using also like even in Photoshop's like generative fill is incredible, dude. I don't know. Anytime you have to do raster stuff, you get a photo and it's like, God, I wish I had more background. Or like,
it's
God,
called
I wish...
uncrop. I like to call it uncrop.
It's insane, dude.
Right?
I've been using it nonstop. Yeah. Like I don't, the generative, whatever, where you actually like can type in anything and adds it is okay. It feels weird.
Yeah. It's,
it doesn't look good, but the uncrop, you know, trademarked by Nick, is the shit. It is so good.
Do this thing where you bring a picture into it. And what you do is you hit C and you get the kind of like the crop kind of thing. You expand it bigger. You say fill. It will take that picture, make it bigger. Do it again. You can keep doing it. You can do it like six times. And your original shot is maybe this big like that. Mm-hmm. And then you have created an entire infinity beyond that thing. It's wild that it can do that.
It's cool. That's amazing. It's so helpful.
So I need to try it.
I love when it's coming, when these little things come into play and they are feeling like they're cutting down steps. They are feeling like they're helping us with our day time-wise.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, it's those little things that like, I know they're sometimes unsung heroes, but it's like same thing when they added content aware fill, like that changed everything for me, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And it's good. I mean, for like where it's needed, you know, you're not going to use it on something really complicated, but even for like skies or whatever that is for photo editing and comping and compositing.
What we'll be talking about in like 2 or 3 years. Like it's nuts. Like the software side. Yeah. Let's cap that one.
No doubt.
Number three, accessories and materials. This is the physical tools, the materials you like. Is it a sketchbook? Is it a color swatch? Is it a 3D printer? Like I know a lot of folks that get that in there as well. Books or magazines or other things that are fully influential to your daily workflow. What kind of stuff are you guys like? What's around your desk? Like, I guess it could apply.
I have to have greenery around me.
That's a good pull. I like that.
I have a hanging ivy from the ceiling above me. I have fiddleleaf tree over here. I have these two behind me. I have to.
Do you talk to them?
No, I don't. I would admit it.
I could see that.
Didn't come into play until maybe.
Do you have a green thumb?
2 years ago. I do pretty well. I feel like I'm going to jinx it every time I talk about it with people.
Mine are all fake.
I'm not ridiculous. I don't
know. Me too,
I don't
buddy.
Totally fake.
Spend right money on like these fertilizers that market that they work and they don't. I refuse to do that. I like doing the shit like, you know, crumbling up eggshells to keep the slugs away and adding ground
old-fashioned
coffee to the soil and shit like that. That I it's already around the house anyway.
Yeah.
And Starbucks gives it away. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did hear about that.
They get their paws away. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm team fake plant just because I kill everything.
Same.
But like, you know, it looked good. I think it's the same vibe.
Totally.
Like, if I just visually split my eyes and defocus.
It's a part of what you were saying earlier, Jordan, you know, stepping into your the space. If it's stupid early in the morning, it doesn't help you get out of bed the way that the knowing that the coffee is a possibility does. Like to step into something that's cosmetically appealing that you are in control of.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. I like that. I'm a big fan of scent. Like, I don't know what it is about.
Do you have candles going and stuff like that?
Yeah, dude.
That or a diffuser or something, I think.
And
it's proven that that can, like, ignite. You can get a scent that you need for a particular. Yeah, if you need to be extra creative, if you need to be really, like, if you're doing, like, more, like, email and accounting and spreadsheet stuff, there are scents that are proven to work better for that. Like,
that's amazing. That's
fucking wild. That's some witchcraft, dude.
I believe it.
It is. It's witchcraft. I know. It's sorcery. Sorcery. I love it. Those are like, I like that we picked two totally analog things to start off with, because in most cases, I think a lot of times, like the necessities, like I still have an older like PMS book that I use that's always here.
Yeah.
Right. Some of my books that I'm always looking to. I love Draplin's. I love John Contino's. I love the brands, the archetypes and branding. I love those ones that, like, just to have as quick reference. They're not books you read cover to cover, but they're the ones that you pull, you get to if you need something for that specific moment. Dude, I think it's really cool. You know,
Books are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, that, I'd say that's probably my biggest one if we're looking for just like quick accessories that's around me that kind of hit me with inspiration.
Yeah.
Like anything like, and it's nice in Portland, like there's a giant bookstore called Powell's. It's like, I think maybe the biggest bookstore in the world. And it's like six levels. And at the top, there's like this used book section of all these old like ephemera design books. Like from, you know, you're talking like some of these are from like the 40s and it's all just like, just specimen books. Just like ads from like early Americana of the 1900s, you know, just like 200 pages of what ads look like back then, or sort of like vintage coasters. Like I'm always just kind of finger dusting in there and grabbing just like random shitty old books, even old type specimen books. Like I'm pulling those things out all the time. And I think that's like,
that's such a cool throwback. So
nice, dude, it's so nice. And I also, for the first time we were at Into the Woods and I picked up Lincoln's Logo Mayhem, Lincoln Designs. Yeah. And it's, dude, it's sick. It's the same thing of like, if I need something in that realm where it's like, I don't know, if I'm doing an energy drink or like something more fast paced that needs that, it's such a nice start, dude.
Yeah.
Like they're so good at like just those quick lockup hits. It's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think books is a big one.
I'd say too, like even like the artwork I have on the wall that's more here, this is a little more subtle, but I love having the stuff from people that I really love their work or inspired by what they do. And it's that, it's this part of me that thinks I would ever create merch one day, knowing I won't, but I love the folks who have created that and have made a side business at creating a lot of that. So I think it's just even having that inspiration around of other artists.
Sure.
And I can look at it and be like, gosh, you know, you did this. Like that's you made that poster and you went out. So some of the folks that were like at Into the Woods that were selling alongside of Lincoln, these, I know, what's his name? Atomic Child, guys like that, right? Like putting out. And then there's some people that were our friend Killian. He doesn't have I don't think he even has a store or maybe tries a few things on Etsy. This guy comes to a freaking trade show with like merchandise for everybody. Of his own design. And I'm like, I just love when people are that inspired to share their work that way. That's a material that I really like. And I might never do it, but it's awesome.
Yeah. And we should give him Killian is
that's so sweet. Killian,
his Instagram is also for anyone wanting like really sick illustration work. It's Great Raven Design Code. It's
put him out there.
Dope. Yeah. Yeah. His stuff is killer.
He's such but a good dude.
I think you're right. It's like, especially that conference was a nice like reinforcement of, you know, I think designers love that tangible shit and like seeing everyone bring their own stuff and doing trades and like, it's cool, man. It's really cool. And I think it's easy to get inspired by like all that stuff for sure.
Yeah. I think sketchbooks are a great thing to talk about too. Mm. Like having the right one, the one that feels good. Like I think we're lucky about getting them at trade shows all the time. So sometimes you don't have to buy them.
Yeah. Into the Woods sucked me up for like years. I'm chilling now. It's awesome. Oh, and I was always so precious with them, you know, but now I just like, they literally just like anything and everything goes in there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I think there's a difference between the full digital, making your time more efficient. And then these pure analog things that are so, they almost slow you down. And I'm okay with it. Like that, right? Plants, all these things, right? Mm-hmm. A book, like in a world where we are so screen oriented, I'm loving the fact that these are great little, maybe even keeping them away from your desk is a good thing too.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say that.
Because it's all about location and where you're enjoying and seeing these things, you know?
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'd say one thing I got that was really cool that probably goes more into a gadget, but I've been using it more in this section, was I finally bought a good set of headphones and I just love the idea of like listening to music, not at my desk, and just maybe even like taking them outside doing whatever. And I had a good pair, but they are quite old. And on my recent trip over summer, I was like, I was looking at everybody and God, if I saw another person with the Apple ones, like you have, Jordan, I was like, gosh, I got to get home and find me a good pair. And just enjoy, because it's like you forget how much music I think is a really good kind of chiller and a way to kind of, you know, take that break every once in a while. So
yeah, man.
I've been loving that. It's like when you're rediscovering a song or an album that you really love and you get to hear it personally with headphones.
Yeah, there's an experience in headphones for sure, especially good ones. And like, yeah, the AirPod Maxes, like these are nice, you know, like they're not like the best listening headphones, but like for Bluetooth, they're sick. I got them ultimately because like traveling, they're the best noise canceling headphones I've ever listened or had ever.
Yeah.
Like I can't hear the airplane at all. It's incredible.
I know, you need that big time.
Oh my God, dude.
I need that for even like a 45 minute flight. I'm like, I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, man. It's kind of scary how well it works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
boy.
The pass through is also really great too. Like, yeah, they're great. I don't regret them at all. I know that they're pricey, but I think like, yeah, if you're kind of wanting that space.
Yeah, you get what you pay for. I always argue that.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
I bought a few while I was even on the trip and then they were waiting for me when I got home and they were kind of like, and maybe I didn't spend enough.
Oh, really?
But then I the one I got they're called Soundcore and they're only $100, but nice. I didn't want to invest too much because don't know how much I'm really going to use them.
Yeah. Right.
And I got to tell you, they are wonderful. They come along with an app for the phone. They have all the noise canceling and they have the, what's it called? Where it's like, you can have you can hear important thing, transparency mode, that kind of stuff, you know? So do a few searches on YouTube. You can find a ton of people reviewing these things. And the best part about things like Amazon and Best Buy, it's so, you know, if it doesn't work out, try something else, you know? So
yeah, dude.
It wasn't too bad of an investment, but like, I forgot how much I love listening to music, like just for the sake of listening. It's awesome. So it's calmed me down a little bit.
Nice, man.
That matters.
All right. Next, last one.
Okay.
Online resources and websites.
Oh,
this could be its whole episode.
Oh, it could. It could. That's very
true. It really can.
But do you find that your subscriptions with different sources change and shift over time? And a lot of it is related to any given hot client. So if they're in a particular market industry, then it's a part, it becomes a part of your everyday market analysis that you're attuned to. But man, Dribbble for me, it will forever stay.
Yeah.
It seems.
Yeah.
I get tired of seeing the same old shit. So I will remove who I'm following and initiate somebody new to follow because I see the same stuff over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found Pinterest to be, this is very new. I've never been on board, and I forced myself to get into it with a few clients, but never a recent new client, we are on it, and it is helping tremendously, not only to share our communication and get on the right track, but I feel like it's also showing. Here's the thing I did. I made the one that we share, but I made a second one that has got the gems that I don't want to share. Because I want, you know what I mean? It's kind of like
it's reference for you ongoing.
Yeah.
I get it. You don't want
You know what I'm talking about.
You don't want to be totally transparent about where you might seek your inspiration and I get that.
Dude, it's whatever wild. You gotta do to get the yes, dude. I'm always on board.
I know.
If they're like, oh shit, that looks a lot like the deliverable from last week, doesn't that just sound like all hell breaking loose a little bit?
No, and Pinterest, some clients might want that and most don't, right? Like, I think that's, and they're all different. But it is such a cool little capture. And I love that it's, being that I haven't used it, I am discovering things that I've never seen before. Whereas I think sometimes when you're on Dribbble and some of these other ones, I'm seeing the same thing over and over again. And Pinterest is not just for graphic designers. Maybe that's why I feel like its feed feels like a little, and the even when it's recommending things to add to some of my collections, it's stuff I've never seen before, and it's matched so well. And it's a really good step in the right direction as I'm building kind of either the mood board or whatever.
Mood board is, for me, it's invaluable. Like, I use it for almost every project. One, because it just puts the client and I in the same spot, and like they can add stuff. And I always say, like, if you add something, context, okay? Because you can, if you add a pin to the board, you can write any comment you want. So it's like, that's amazing. Of like, oh, I like this in particular. I like this red. And then the other one, like, I like this illustration style. And maybe I like this texturing. And this, like, it's just, it makes it so much easier versus before. It's like, okay, I'll try to find some like swipe and like get them to sign off on it. But like, now I put it in their hands. I'll add stuff for like the core of it. But Pinterest is sick. I guess I use like Dribbble, I guess, a little for like particular things. Behance is cool for like more case study stuff, if you'd like.
Yeah.
Typically, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I take photos of everything. If I see something cool out in the wild, like, I have a folder of like 10,000 photos just from like the last decade of me just finding shit. And I organize that. Like, that's like the one thing I organize.
Good.
Like, my folders are shit. My desktop's crazy, but like, my little things I find in like antique stores and shit.
That's just
always
the opposite.
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
That area is bad.
Brand new, I think, is great for like a daily check-in, you know, to get inspired. It's like, I have my coffee, see what's going on. I get a little inspired from seeing some cool case study shit. I think brand new.
I love Dyeline.
Dude, Dyeline is great.
Even just for branding, like, it's so cool. I think the neat thing too is now I'm finding it in the weirdest places. Like, there's a little shop I am following in, they're in New York. I got to find the name of it. And it's called Pop-Up Grocer. You got to go look at this place.
Okay.
Not only do they sell the hippest and coolest little like food brands of, you know, the best design stuff out there, but they have the coolest looking store I've ever seen as well.
Oh, and this is
their
sick
Instagram is just the cool. Whoever's doing it, I even wrote to them like, I'm a designer and I design food packaging. And I check your site out daily. Like, and
that's,
I even
so
asked
great
them too, like, are you finding, what trends are you finding? Like, reaching out to someone like them, dude, as a designer and saying like, what trends is, what are working, what's not. And they wrote me back. And I was like,
really?
Right. Like, isn't it there? That's a tangible spot right in the heart of like New York. And the fact that, like, you know, I just, it's,
dude,
it's so
following
cool
them so hard right now. Their
right
feed
so
is
it's,
so
it's Pop-Up
sick
Grocer. You'll find them. It's pop-up.grocer on Instagram.
Yeah.
I love little things like this. Even their ads, even their little, the things that are about them. The interior of their store looks amazing. I'm literally going to fly out there just to like see this place.
No, I mean,
days.
This is incredible. This is so cool, dude. Oh my
so
God. For a
I'm
grocery
finding
store
it, finding it in some of the most unique ways, which is interesting. And then even like, to me, honestly, like LinkedIn is, and I know you're becoming a huge fanatic of it too, Jordan. LinkedIn's just that space that I feel like it's still kind of uncharted territory. But it's also the connection you get there is going to be more real to your business and real to maybe something in the future. And I'd rather invest that time there, you know?
Dude, I just posted like for the last week just to see, cause I hadn't done anything for, I don't know, a year plus.
Yeah.
And I got like three great opportunities. I'm going to take one for sure for work, you know? And it's just been a week of posting one day a week, five times.
It's all bad. Yeah,
cool.
Pretty good.
These are decision makers that are there on the other side, you know. So it's kind of cool. I know marketplaces are quite popular. I know a lot of people use different things like that as well. I think there's a lot of great free ones as well over time.
Right? Yeah, like I feel like I don't know if you guys ever use Unsplash, but like I use it, dude. It's the best for stock photography.
Even just for concept, like if you like you're building a web page, right, and you need that perfect. Like, it looks like you would go out and shoot that one, right?
Yep. I build, it's like, so nice. All my, like, decks for round one where I want to give context to stuff. I'm always pulling stuff from Unsplash.
Oh, that's cool.
Pixabay is really good, too. I think those are the only two that I use for, like, royalty-free imagery. And then marketplaces, I do, like, Creative Market kind of, but it kind of, it's not that good, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, for fonts, I use it.
Yeah, I use Envato. Future
fonts. Okay.
Vado's been good. It's funny. They all have their pros and cons. Like, I like the stuff on Creative Market, but then it gets a little trendy. I like the stuff on Envato, but it's when you search, like, you could search something as specific as, like, I need a lunch pail, right? It's like page four when you see the first lunch pail. Like, their searching is horrible.
It's so, the worst.
We have to find all those little like in-betweens. One cool thing I know we shared years ago maybe, but it was called Evernote.design. It is the all-in-one bookmark link for designers. Someone took the time and bookmarked like thousands of websites. Evernote.design. Bookmark it. It is the, if you make one bookmark in your life, this is all you need because it's all there. We are listed in Design Podcast. It's pretty cool. So you've got everything from color trends to free icons, Design Podcasts, YouTube channels. I love when someone gives me one spot to go and everything's in there.
We're just talking about that with I don't want to leave my app.
We were interviewing a special guest and this individual mentioned it and we all just kind of
You're like,
freaked out.
Who? And I don't even think they're making like there's no advertising on it. Like someone just for just the
fucking silent hero. Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, silent hero. Ghostly, silent.
Our design hero right there. So that was awesome.
I know.
Yeah. But I think this list can continue. We could relook at this thing in 6 months and probably find a ton of new things to add to it. But when we post this on there, I think I'm going to be adding a thing like, please include your favorites. That way we can make a fun little list and maybe share it with you guys.
I'm always looking for like those simple things.
Me too. I love that.
Like that next drop zone of something I'll use every day that is not sexy. It's such a weird niche, but like it does the job. I don't need it to do everything.
It's one thing. Wordmark.it, was it? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's like if you go to wordmark.it, it will scan all the fonts on your system. And you can, because how many times you'd be like, I don't even know my font library.
Yeah.
And it will look at everything and you can put in a sample text and you can see every font that's on your system in this web browser.
What? Yeah. See, like that's the shit, dude.
Isn't that beautiful? I know.
It doesn't look sexy, but it's
I don't need it to, man. Good. Yeah.
In fact, I want it to look kind of crazy. It's like
I just want it to be like, there's one button and you push it. You know what I mean? Like
that's it.
I know.
I love it. Well, I hope this has been informative to you guys. I know I've made a few write downs from your guys' suggestions.
Same.
This has been great.
Yeah,
and,
same.
Let us know what you guys have, and we will see you at the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.